Hey, it's Molly Webster. I have a surprise for you. Next month, myself and producer Mona Medgaukar are going to do an AMA about our snail sex tape episode. You can ask us anything about snails and the behind the scenes of making an episode work. How long did it take us to make? How did we come up with the sound effects? Why are snails and slugs related? The AMA will be on April 16th, and in order to come, you have to be a member of the lab. So go to radiolab.org/join right now, sign up, use the code word snail to get a discount on your membership, and also if you sign up now, you get a snail enamel pin. If you're already a member of the lab, come to the AMA. Thank you for listening. Can't wait to see you there, April 16th.
You're listening to Radio Lab.
The podcast
from
New York Public Radio.
Public Radio,
WNYC.
And NPR.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jad from Radio Lab. I'm here to tell you that we are getting very close to season 4. But before we get started, I wanted to just point you to something. We have started a blog, a Radio Lab blog, which will contain all kinds of stuff, ringtones even, extra interviews, videos. I'll be posting some music, putting some cool articles. Robert will be putting some posts on there. So if you need a fix, if you're bored at work, if you're just interested in, you know, cool ideas, check out radiolab.org, click on blog. Now, I'm about to change your life just a little bit. I'm going to play you one of my favorite pieces of all time. It's from one of my favorite producers of all time. Her name is Cher DeLisle. She's an Australian. And she makes all of these pieces, which are kind of in the same manner that Radiolab sometimes does radio, which sounds a little bit like music, but it's also like radio, but it's like music. She's in that spirit as well. She will take speech and edit it into a musical little situation. And I don't want to say too much more about it, except to say that it is called simply If.
If If I were a fish trying to help someone, if I were a finch, if I were a flame with the friend of a fish, if I was a bird looking at the children that were really sick, if I were a crocodile, If I were a kitty. If I was a bird
and I saw a bandage around someone's head, I'd pretend it was my nest and start laying eggs there.
If I was a bird...
hanged on a tree well hidden.
If I were a finch nesting and in the children's hospital and I saw a cast around someone's leg, I'd think, is that a big, what do they call those thing you find around in the beach? Scuttlefish, is it? Yeah. I'd think it was a scuttlefish. And I'd start sharpening my beak on it.
If I were a finch...
Oh, it's a whim.
If I were a fish...
If I were a fish inside a fishbowl...
Yeah.
In the children's hospital, I'd be thinking... who's in the cage? Is it me or is it you? Well, it's me, you fish.
When I first get there... They weigh me, you know, take a blood test, see how high I am, put
write it all down. And about an hour later, someone comes in and says, well, this is what's up with you. This, 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 and this. And in my case, it was low calcium. And this, 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 and this.
If I were a plant at the children's hospital and I saw the kids go past, I'd think to myself, I'm lucky to be a plant seeing all these sick kids go by and I'm as fit as a fiddle. Well, I might be turned into a fiddle, but I'll be fit as a fiddle. Oh, and just the other week I had a biopsy. They put you to sleep. And then everything goes all funny when you're going to sleep. Like, it just goes as if it's a lollipop, you know, those big ones, how they're all... No, it's like when you get a pencil and you paint it red in certain places, so it goes in a spiral kind of way. And when you roll it, it goes all funny. Yeah, that's what it felt like. Everything was going round and round and round and round and round. I wake up and then I got this bad feeling in my throat. It feels all funny.
If
I were a frog in the children's hospital, I'd be stuck in someone's throat because they swallowed me. Now they got a frog in their throat. If I was a bird,
nest.
If I were a bird in the children's hospital, drawing a picture, I'd draw a cat and say, "Ooh, I'd draw a putty tat."
Yes.
I always ruin a good picture. I add things on, think, "Oh, this is nice," and then I keep adding and adding and adding and adding. And when I finish, I think, I've got too many things. See, like in this, I drew a dog here, and then I decided to do a bed, and then I decided to do the pillow, then I decided to do the nurse, then I decided to do his hands, then I decided to do little shadow of him in bed, no under the sheets, the dog here spewing up. Like the drawings and the art, they made me get better because once I did them, I thought, oh, this is a nice picture. And then inside it made me feel all, you know, that fuzzy feeling you get?
If.
If. If. If. If I were a kid sleeping on a bed.
That's If by Australian producer Cher DeLisse. To find out more about Cher DeLisse, check out our new blog. We have links there. That's radiolab.org. Click blog. And you know what? If that story didn't make sense, if you're sitting here like, what? Just listen to it again. Trust me, the second time you hear it, it'll make perfect sense. In any case, that is it for this week. Radiolab is funded in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the National Science Foundation. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to next podcast for season 4. I'm Jad Abumrad.